Falcha, welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, broadcasting the best Celtic music from around the world. There's your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. Well, this hour on Celtic Cafe, we're going to split the show between two different thought processes. It's Father's Day in the United States, and it's Bloom's Day in Ireland. So half of the show will be to the dads, and the other half, a tribute to James Joyce and Dublin.
Dance to your daddy, my little laddie, dance to your daddy, my little man. Thou shalt have a fish and thou shalt have a fin, thou shalt have a codlin when the boat comes in. Thou shalt have a haddock baked in a pan, dance to your daddy, my little man. Dance to your daddy, my little laddie, dance to your daddy, my little man. When thou art a man and come to take a wife, thou shalt wed a lass and love her all your life. She shall be your lass and thou shalt be her man, dance to your daddy, my little man. Dance to your daddy, my little laddie, dance to your daddy, my little man. Thou shalt have a fish and thou shalt have a fin, thou shalt have a codlin when the boat comes in. Thou shalt have a haddock baked in a pan, dance to your daddy, my little man. Daddy, my little laddie, dance to your daddy, my little man. Thou shalt have a fish and thou shalt have a fin, thou shalt have a codlin when the boat comes in. Thou shalt have a haddock baked in a pan, dance to your daddy, my little man.
Things I feel I keep inside, all the things I know you did, you said you didn't do. You said you didn't want to hear that your children live in fear. Daddy, I'm telling you now.
This is your host, Mark Gallagher, and this hour on Celtic Cafe, we have a dual-edged sword. We're celebrating Father's Day, and then we're going to have a celebration of James Joyce and Bloomsday. And we opened up there with Sweeney's Men and Dance to Your Daddy. And then we heard a bittersweet song from Kathy Ryan with a daughter pleading to her father just to honor his fatherly duties in something called Daddy. Now, the next three songs all have the same two words in them. They are Old Man. First, Fury Brothers with Davey Arfa, The Old Man. Then, My Old Man. And finally, we're going to hear The Old Man song from Christy Moore. We'll start out here with the Fury Brothers and Davey Arfa and The Old Man.
Have all been shed now. We've said our last goodbyes. His soul's been blessed. He's laid to rest. And as now I feel alone. He was more than just a father, a teacher, my best friend. And he's still be heard in the tunes we shared when we play them on our own. I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memories linger on. And I miss him, the old man. As a boy, he'd take me walking by mountain, field, and stream. And he'd show me things not known to kings, and secret between him and me. Like the colors of the pheasant as he rises in the dawn, and how to fish and make a wish beside the holy tree. Oh, I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memories linger on. I miss him, my old man. Live forever. He seemed so big and strong, but the minutes fly and the years roll by for a father and a son. And suddenly, when it happened, There was so much left unsaid. No second chance to tell him thanks for everything he's done. Oh, I never will forget him, but he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memories linger on. I miss him, my old man.
My old man was a good old man, skilled in the mold and trade. In the stinking heat of the iron foundry, my old man was made. He was down on his knees in the mold and sand. He wore his trade like a company brand. He was one of the Cyclops' smoky band. Yes, that was my old man. My old man wasn't really old. It was just that I was young. And anybody over 12 years old was halfway to the tomb. He was loyal to his workmates all of his life. He gave his pay packet to his wife. He had a few jars on a Saturday night. Yes, that was my old man. My old man was a union man. He worked hard all his days. And he understood the system and was wise to the boss's ways. He said, if you want what's yours by right, you'll have to struggle with all your might. They'll rob you blind if you don't fight, son. That was my old man. My old man was a proud old man at home on the foundry floor. Until the day they laid him off, they showed him to the door. They gave him his card and said, things are slack. We got a machine, can learn the knack of doing your job, so don't come back. The end of my old man. My old man, he was 51. Now what was he to do? A craftsman molder on the dole in 1932. He felt he'd given all he could give. He did what thousands of others did. He abandoned hope, the will to live. They killed him, my old man. My old man, he is dead and gone. Now I am your old man. And my advice to you, my son, is to fight back while you can. Watch out for the man with the silicon chip, and hold on to your job with a good firm grip. Because if you don't, you'll have had your chips the same as my old man. My old man was a good old man, skilled in the mold and trade. In the stinking heat of the iron foundry, my old man was made. He was loyal to his workmates all of his life. He gave his pay packet to his wife. He had a few jars on a Saturday night. Yes, that was my old man.
At the turning of the century, I was a lad of five. Me father went to fight the Boers and never came back alive. Me mother had to bring us up, and no charity she did seek. So she rubbed and scrubbed and scraped along on 7 and 6 a week. At the age of 12, I left me school and went to get a job. With grown-up kids, me ma could do with the extra couple of bob. I knew that longer schooling would have stood me better stead. But you can't afford refinement when you're struggling for your bread. When the Great War started, oh, I didn't hesitate. I took the royal shilling and I went to do me bits. We fought in blood and sweat and mud 3 years or thereabouts.
little I copped some gas in Flanders and was invalided out. When the war was over and we'd settled with the Hun, we went back to our cities for we thought the fighting done. But we would win the Dublin, we soon were out to work. For soon we had to fight for the right to go to work. In 26th the general strike, it found me on the streets. Be then I had a wife and kids, their needs I had to meet. But the brave new world was coming and the brotherhood of man. But when the strike was over, we were back where we began. I struggled through the 30s, out of work now and again. I saw the black shirts marching and the things they did in Spain. But I brought me kids up decent and showed them wrong from right. But Hitler was the lad who came and showed them how to fight. Me daughter was a land girl, she got married to a Yank. Me son, he got a gun for stopping one of Rommel's tanks. He was wounded near the end of the war and convalesced in Rome. He married a nighttime nurse and never bothered to come home. Me daughter writes me every week a cheerful little note about the coloured telly and the other things she's got. She's got a son, a likely lad, he's just turned 21. But now I hear he's been called up to fight in Vietnam. Now we're on the pension, and it doesn't go too far. Not much to show for a life that's been like one long bloody war. When I think of all the wasted lives, it makes me want to cry. I don't know how we'll change things, but by Christ we'll have to.
There we go, a triple dose there with Old Man and the title of three different songs. We started out with Fury Brothers with Davy Arthur and the Old Man, their old man, his name is Ted Fury. Then the Makem and Spain Brothers with My Old Man, and of course, the Makem's brothers is Tommy Makem, that's their father. And finally, we ended up there with Christy Moore with a track that, well, it's probably off of an old cassette that he was recorded that song in a pub somewhere, and that's called The Old Man Song. Well, the next two songs are from movies, and the first movie is about Giuseppe Conlon. He's Jerry Conlon's father, and the movie is called In the Name of the Father, and here's Bono and Gavin with In the Name of the Father.
Such a
Music there from the movie Agnes Brown, featuring David Mullally, Kieran Hanrahan, and Ray Fien. The track is called Faith of Our Fathers. Before that, In the Name of the Father by Bono and Gavin Friday, all about the Guildford Four, who were wrongly accused of bombing Guildford Bar. And Giuseppe, who is played by Pete Postlewhite, died in prison as he was wrongly accused of being involved in that particular bombing. Daniel Day-Lewis played Jerry Conlon. We've got more music coming right up and a special Bloomsday celebration. That's right, Bloomsday, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
As I rode out through Dublin City early on a fine spring morn, my thoughts were slowly turned to Joyce and to the town where he was born. What would he think of Dublin now? A muse sang softly in my head. Asha, he was the choir one fall the diddle get with that. Finnegan, are you really dead? The reckless street is golden shuttered, Leopold Bloom is always home. Down Sackville Street, Plum's stately book and Blazer's boiling spectres roam. Sweet Anne Olivia flows to the sea, past Molly Bloom's immortal bed. Asha, he was the choir, one fall that didn't get with that. Finnegan, are you really dead? Down along by Sandy Mound, the seagulls wheel and cry. Young Stephen sees eternity stretch out before his eyes, and far beyond his exile, that's calling him away. Far from his tower at Sandy Cove, hard fast by Dublin Bay, like the seagulls high above, the thoughts spin through his mind. He soars above the city streets that soon he'll leave behind. He's blind to what he loves of her, he thinks he'll shake her free. In a far off land, a Dubliner he'll be. And as I walked alone through Dublin City, as the sun was going down, scenes and pictures from his stories filled my head with sights and sounds. Ah, Dublin, how your son has served you. All across the world his words are read. Ah, sure, he was the queer one for the diddly game of that. Finnegan, are you really dead?
Oh, Tim Finnegan lived in Walking Street, a gentleman Irish mighty odd. He'd a beautiful brogue so rich and sweet, and to rise in the world he carried a hod. But you see, he'd a kind of a tippling way, with a love for the liquor Tim was born. To help him at his work each day, he'd a drop of the crater every morn. A wackful the da, no swing to your partner's wealth, the floor your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth I told you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake? One morning Tim was rather full, his head felt heavy and that made him shake. He fell from the ladder and he broke his skull, so they took him home, his corpse to wake. They wrapped him up in a nice clean sheet and they laid him out upon the bed, with a barrel of porter at his feet and a gallon of whiskey at his head. Whackful the da, no swing to your partner's wealth, the floor your trother shake. Wasn't it the truth I told you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake? With all his friends there at the wake, Mrs. Finnegan called out for the lunch. First they laid in tea and cake, then pipes and tobacco and whiskey punch. Biddy O'Brien began to cry, such a pretty corpse did you ever see? A Timmy love, why did you die? Will you shut your mouth, says Judy McGee. A whackful the dano, swing to your partner's wealth, the floor your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth I told you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake? Then Peggy Jordan took up the job. You're a biddy, says she, you're wrong, I'm sure. But Biddy gave her a belt and a gob that left her sprawling on the floor. Each side in war did then engage, 'twas woman for woman and man for man. Shillelagh law was all the rage, and a rowan eruption soon began. Back for the dan, oh, swing to your partner's wealth, the floor your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth I told you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake? Well, Mickey Mulvaney ducked his head when a bottle of whiskey flew at him. It missed him and scattered on the bed. The whiskey spilt all over Tim. Be God, he revives, see how he rises. Timothy leapin' up out from the bed, cried while he lathered round like blazes. Thundered and jazzes, do you think I'm dead? A whack full the gano, swing to your partners, welt the floor, your throttle shake. Wasn't it the truth they told ya? Lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Full the dano, swing to your partners, welt the floor, your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth I told you? Lots of fun at Finnegan's wake.
This half of the show is dedicated to Bloom's Day, which is the commemoration of celebration of the life of the Irish writer James Joyce. It is observed annually in Dublin and elsewhere around the world on 16th of June, the day his 1922 novel Ulysses takes place, as a matter of fact, on Thursday, June 16th, 1904. And it's also the first day he meets his muse for life, Nora Bonnacle. And of course, Bloomsday, it's called Bloomsday because the protagonist of Ulysses is Leopold Bloom. And in that opening set there, we heard from Finnegan, Are You Really Dead? Which is a great overview of James Joyce there by Danny Doyle. And then his last novel is Finnegan's Wake, which took him 17 years to write and came out in 1939. And we heard there from the inimitable Christy Moore and Finnegan's Wake. And then scattered without throughout the novel of Finnegan's Wake is the song I Dreamt I Dwelt in Marble Halls. And there it is from Ann Buckley from Michael Flatley's Feet of Flames. Well, next we move to a short story that was made into a movie starring Angelica Houston and Donald McCann. It's called The Dead. And we have here a scene from that particular where Frank Patterson sings The Lass of Ockram.
As I'm taking you mean to be, tell me the first token that passed between you and me.
Dublin, you're my city. I'm proud to call you mine. Divided by the Liffey's crazy slime. No matter who I love and woo, at home or overseas, my heart prefers those Dubliners like me. Dublin men and women are the salt of all the earth, fiercely true and loyal to the town that gave them birth. A Dublin man spends all his life making friends with Black Arthur each evening at eight. When they sound his death knell, his last prayer is to dwell by St. James's pearly gate. Oh, Dublin, you're my city. I'm proud to call you mine. Divided by the Liffey's crazy slime. No matter who I love and woo, at home or overseas, my heart prefers those Dubliners like me. Dublin is to Dubliners a dear old dirty town. It's getting dearer every year and hard to earn a pound. And as for the Liffey that gash through the city, it's thicker than treacle or chalk. It'll soon be so grim that instead of a swim they'll be holding the Liffey walk. Tugs and drugs and muggins are the order of the day. The headline yell, we've gone to hell, it's time crime didn't pay. The gangs and the police meet nightly on Foley Street, bleeding their way through the news. It's become quite the scene, the new show on our screen will be Sean McDermott's The Blues. But Dublin, you're my city, I'm proud to call you mine. Divided by the Liffey's crazy sign. No matter who I love and woo, at home or overseas, my heart prefers those Dubliners like me. Even though we've troubles, we can always find a smile. A job will wear a certain air, I think you'd call it style. Those Guinness Street faces from the Phoenix Park races cheer up the grey streets with their jibes. Though most landmarks are gone, the rich pageant lives on, and Molly Malone still survives. So Dublin, you're my city, I'm proud to call you mine. Divided by the Liffey's breezy style. No matter who I love and woo, at home or overseas, my heart prefers those Dubliners like me. Dublin, you're my city, I'm proud to call you mine. Divided by the Liffey's breezy sign. No matter who I love and woo, at home or overseas, my heart prefers those Dubliners like me.
The voices there of the Dubliners and a track called Dubliners. And what makes Dublin so special to Dubliners? That's what it's all about. And of course, James Joyce was born and raised in Dublin, and eventually he exiled himself out. And before that, we had The Last Sevachrum from Frank Patterson, and the short story turned into a movie called The Dead. Well, we're going to finish up here with a couple of songs all about Dublin. First, we go to Pete St. John's Rare Old Times, sung here by Jim McCann.
Raised on songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes, that once was Dublin city in the rare old times. Ring-a-ring-a-rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin city in the rare old times. Me name it is Sean Dempsey, as Dublin as could be, born hard and late in Pimlico, in a house that ceased to be. By trade I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy, like my house that fell to progress, my trade's a memory. I courted Peggy Dignan, as pretty as you please, a rogue and a child of Mary, from the rebel liberties. I lost her to
a student chap with skin as black as coal. When he took her up to Birmingham, she took away my soul. Ring a Rosie, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old time. The years have made me bitter, the gargles dimmed my brain, 'cause Dublin keeps on changing and nothing seems the same. The pillar and the Met have gone, the Royal long since pulled down, as the grey unyielding concrete makes a city of my town. Fare thee well, sweet Anna Liffey, I can no longer stay and watch the new glass cages spring up along the quay. My mind's too full of memories, too old to hear new chimes. I'm a part of what was Dublin in the rare old times. Ring a ring a Rosie, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Ring a ring a Rosie, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City.
We're going to polish off our show here about Bloomsday and Dublin with the unofficial anthem of Dublin. It's called Miley Malone. It's also known as In Dublin's Fair City or Cockles and Muscles. Here it's sung by simply a band of dubs.
So pretty, I first set my eye on a sweet Molly Malone.
As she wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive. A fishmonger, sure 'twas no wonder, so were her father and mother before.
And they each wheeled their barrows through streets broad.
And that was the end of sweet Molly Malone.
Now her ghost wheels her barrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels alive.
That's it for this session of Celtic Cafe. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, tell your friends. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. If you missed any portion of the show or want to listen to previous shows, just go to CelticCafeRadio.com on any device and select the MP3 link to stream online. You can view playlists from this show or any show on the streaming page. If you have questions about Celtic music or feedback on our show, just email me at music@CelticCafeRadio.com. That's music@CelticCafeRadio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, Schlán Lott.